Vitalik says Ethereum Foundation is becoming a smaller ship, reveals 90% of net worth is in ETH. Vitalik Buterin used a public appearance to push back on the narrative that the Ethereum Foundation is in trouble, telling viewers that the organization is deliberately shrinking and that he himself still has roughly 90% of his net worth in ETHE. Decrypt reported the comments on May 25th, framing them as a response to a recent wave of senior departures from the foundation's research and ecosystem teams. The framing matters because the EF is one of the few crypto organizations whose internal direction has direct consequences for a 250B+ asset. ETH traded at $2,023 as of May 25th, up 1.1% on the day, with the broader market still in a neutral fear and greed reading of 41. A foundation moving from generalist to specialist, Buterin's smaller ship line, is the clearest signal yet that the EF intends to keep narrowing its mandate. For most of Ethereum's history, the foundation acted as a catch-all. Research, client diversity, developer grants, education, DevCon, policy outreach. Several of those functions have already been spun off or downsized over the last 2 years, with grants flowing to outside groups like Protocol Guild and country-level Ethereum support organizations. The recent departures fit that pattern rather than contradict it. 8 researchers and contributors have left in the past few weeks, according to coverage of the resignations earlier in the cycle. Some have moved to L2 teams, some to independent research orgs, some to non-Ethereum projects. Buterin's reframing argues that this is the structure the EF wants, not the structure it was forced into. That is a debatable claim. Founders generally describe attrition as design, even when it isn't. But the EF has been telegraphing this direction in its public posts on treasury policy and roadmap focus throughout 2026. The shrinkage is consistent with a research and protocol-first mandate, where most ecosystem work is funded out, not staffed in. The 90% net worth disclosure lands harder than the org chart. The line that will travel further is Buterin's claim that roughly 90% of his personal net worth is still held in ETHE. He has historically disclosed partial sales, most recently around 11,000 ETH sold in early 2026 to fund open source work, but a clean exposure number is rare. 3 reads of that number are circulating. The first is straightforward conviction. The person with the most public credibility on Ethereum's design choices has not diversified out of his own asset. The second is structural. Most of Vitalik's holdings were acquired in 2014 and have well-known wallet provenance, so any large move would be tracked immediately and read as a signal. The third is fiscal. Keeping the position concentrated also keeps his ability to fund Ethereum-adjacent research at scale, in a way diversified holdings would not. All 3 can be true. None of them is a recommendation for retail holders to mirror the allocation. Vitalik's downside is bounded by his role and his existing position in the ecosystem. Most readers do not have either. The market is treating it as neither bullish nor bearish. ETH's price barely moved on the comments themselves. The 24-hour change of 1.1% is in line with the rest of the majors. BTC at 77,461, per 1.3%. BNB at 667, plus 1.7%. XRP at 1.36, plus 0.7%. SOL at 86, plus 0.8%. The fear and greed index sitting at 41 is consistent with a market that is digesting institutional outflows and has not yet picked a clear narrative for May. That muted reaction is itself useful information. EF departures and founder comments used to swing ETH several percent. The fact that they no longer do reflects a maturation of the asset's holder base toward funds, treasuries, and ETF flows that price off macro and rate expectations more than ecosystem politics. ETH ETF outflows continue to be the heavier signal for now, not internal foundation structure. Practical takeaways. For builders, the message is operational. The EF is going to be a smaller research-focused entity. Funding, infrastructure, and ecosystem work will increasingly route through external orgs, L2 foundations, and grant programs. Plan accordingly. For long-term ETH holders, Buterin's 90% disclosure is a data point on insider conviction, nothing more. It does not change ETH's competitive position against Altcoin ones, its ETF flow picture, or its monetary policy. For traders, The more relevant inputs this week are still the outflow data, the Bitcoin demand collapse to 147,000 BTC, and the rate path implied by Kevin Warsh's first weeks as Fed chair.